Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
NFL talk at 10:30 with the Wide Night Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy. Detroit Lions bold ass predictions at 10:50. We'll have some NFL picks mixed in today, including NFL bold ass predictions. Got a who's on top. Going to be a busy day. Got some college football preview stuff we'll get to for the weekend. So 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's up?
All right, Steve.
Hey, that concert was great. I was there last night with a bunch of friends, and it was kind of crazy, you know, just sitting there and right in the middle of the song, they just, like, ran off the stage, and everyone's like, what's going on? And my buddy actually got a picture of the drone that was actually flying over it, and where it landed right behind center field in that parking garage structure.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy that when it happened, and he walked up there, and he said that people were actually leaving the stadium because they didn't know what was going on.
Hmm.
He's like, just people are just walking out and running. Some people run, but most of them are just walking out of the stadium and not coming back.
And they put something on the screens, right, that the show was paused?
Yeah, they said show is paused at this moment, information coming later. And when I've seen that in some places, and that means they're canceling it. So I think that's what a lot of people were taking, was that the concert was getting canceled.
Weird.
Huh. That's weird.
But great show. Smashing Pumpkins, Ronson, and all were great that night.
Well, cool. Glad you had a good time and glad they got back on stage.
Yep, it was great. And then just to see them, I guess they didn't take long for Detroit police to capture the guy who was actually doing the drone over the stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Glad they caught that punk.
Take that, Pete.
Ruin a concert.
Yeah, way to go.
Pete's out of control. Tom and Canton, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
All right.
Yeah, I was there last night with my daughter. We were up in section 344, and we saw the drone, got it on video, saw the band rush off stage, and a pyro had just gone off. So we did see smoke coming from the stage, so we kind of thought it was that at first. But reports, text messages, and social media talking about a drone, so we figured it was that. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, they came back on and said some choice words about no one's going to stop them, and one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. Wow. I've never seen them before, so it was pretty awesome after that. Little nerve-wracking at the beginning when all that happened, but, you know, settled down and got to enjoy the rest of the show.
So you found out through social media that it was because of the drone?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, hey, man, glad the show went off. Were you at any point scared?
No, daughter was looking a little nervous. She's only 13, but, you know, just sitting there having conversations with her and keeping her calm and talking about what song she wants to hear and, you know, keep it at that. And wasn't too nervous at all, but it was a good time.
So that's kind of cool. She's 13 and she's digging on music from the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. Into the 90s.
I couldn't be more proud.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
We got a text that said he took one guy said he took his 2 14-year-old daughters with him, too.
Nice. It's funny that came up because last night I was riding with my youngest son, and he was playing his music. I'm like, he goes, what do you think of this? I said, it sounds to me like a random collection of noises. And he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, well, what do you like? So I put on Deacon Blues by Steely Dan.
It's a great song, but I mean, if
I knew he wouldn't like
I'm
it,
but
I was like,
let me
pop something on that he'll not
Drink
like.
Scotch whiskey.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah. Anyway,
what did he say?
He said, well, let me give you something I think you'll like. And he put on a song and I looked down. It was Peebo Bryson. He likes Peebo Bryson. I know. And I'm like, what's next? Jodeci? Like, are you seriously into Peebo
Bryson?
Yeah.
Wasn't on the t-shirt, Kang and Step Brothers? One of the Step Brothers wore a Peebo Bryson t-shirt, I think.
I don't know if he did. I don't know. I must have missed it.
Pablo Cruz?
Maybe it was Pablo Cruz.
Yeah.
Wow. You're unbelievable, Doug.
Yes.
I got a movie reference. So anyway, back to the point. There are some guys in Michigan that use drones to find missing dogs. I love that. That's from Roy.
That's using it for good, right?
Yeah. Doug, use the drone to check your gutters and the roof. Next one. Drones are great on vacation. Some really nice shots of Peru and Bali. Also been doing a progression video of the Hudson's Project. Regarding last night, I was there. No, it didn't seem like they got bad news. It seemed like there could have been a bomb threat or an active shooter or something else. They were literally sprinting off stage, and you could see the fear. And Comerica Park made no attempt to tell us what was happening, and we sat there for 10 minutes hoping it wasn't something serious. Next text. I was at the show last night. They hustled the band off the stage. The lights came up. Eventually, after about 5 minutes, they posted on the board that the concert was delayed. The crowd was remarkably calm, and virtually nobody was leaving or even scurrying for the aisles. And then when they came back on, Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong said, "No MFers are going to get in the way of this show." And that was it. Everything was handled well and re-energized.
Weren't they only gone for like 5 minutes? That's what the news said last night.
It said 10 minutes.
I know one of these guys said 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm just saying that the news said last night the story was 5. By the way, it's not that long.
Yeah, 5. Let's say 5 to 10 minutes, Gator.
But that sounds good. But in light of the school shooting yesterday, maybe I would have reacted a little bit differently. Now I'm starting to put other things together. I mean, just, I guess, I don't know, crazy times we're living in.
Scott writes in, "It was something unpredictable, but they were having the time of their life."
Oh, did you see that?
Hey, let's talk some football. The Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitz thingy is next here on 97.1.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.